Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is fine.
That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we'll have a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto, the chairman of the Latino Coalition. LatinoCoalition.com, is that right?
That's right, the LatinoCoalition.com. Please visit us.
Yeah, put the in front of it. The Latino Coalition, 20th anniversary this year. Congratulations again, Hector, on that. Big celebration June 10th in Washington, D.C., so we'll be telling you more about that in the months coming up. Hector, we were talking about the president's State of the Union speech last night, and he talked about, he used the term middle class economics. I'd never heard that term before. Had you?
Nope, never heard that at all.
What do you think it means?
You know, it's really hard to say that because, you know, he talks about one America, but a lot of times he likes to categorize us, put us in different, you know, spots and stuff. Look, for me, the middle class, and I grew up in the middle class, is a lot of these entrepreneurs, 28 million small businesses working hard every single day. And if their lives are better and their environment's better, America's going to be better and the economy's going to be better. And so, you know, when he talks about middle class economics, I don't know. A lot of what he's done over the last couple of years is a lot about class warfare. That doesn't work. It never has. That's not what this country is built on. You know, we want everybody to be successful, and we don't, how should I put it? We don't regret when somebody else has been successful.
No,
we don't envy that.
We don't do that in America because here's why. Because up until recently, all of us have been allowed to come and play in the backyard. We've all been allowed to come and play and take our part of it.
Yep, and
we could get whatever we wanted of it, as hard as we wanted to work. But the thing that when I think of middle class economics, Hector, I think of not imposing Obamacare on small businesses and the middle class, which I think Obamacare is clearly taking at least one, if not more, points of GDP a year off the economy.
It has to, Jim. It's 1/6 of the U.S. economy.
Yeah.
And again, go back through the tapes and stuff, all the things that they told us was going to happen. They told us the deficit was going to go down, the economy
right.
was going to go up,
right.
prices were going to go down, and we're going to be able to keep our doctor and our plans, and that hasn't happened, and that's why a lot of small businesses are really struggling with
it. So middle-class economics would be no Obamacare. Middle-class economics would be no assault on companies by the NLRB, the National Trade National Labor Relations Board, would not be strengthening unions. It would not be something the administration did, which was to declare CO2 as a toxic gas. I mean, it would be those things would be more middle class economics, not what the administration did.
Well, that's true. And look, when you look at it, Jim, I mean, and it's probably no accident. There is nobody in that administration, in that leadership, that has ever run a small business.
No.
I doubt very few of them have ever worked for a small business.
I don't think they've even had a real job. I mean, a real job.
Well, and if you haven't lived that experience, it's hard to explain it to somebody.
Yep.
Everything becomes theoretical. You know, if we do this, everybody's going to benefit from it. Well, we've tried those things in the past, and they haven't worked. They're not working that great for millions of
right.
people right now. Remember, there are almost 100 million people in America today that don't have a job that would like a job.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge amount of people.
That's ridiculous. That's a national shame, Hector, isn't it?
Yep, it really is. And unfortunately, it affects these emerging market communities, African-American,
right.
Hispanic, women, college graduates.
Right.
It affects them.
I want to ask you about the Hispanic community. Typically, over the years, Hispanics have been supporters of the Democrat Party. What do you think the direction is right now?
You know, I've always said this, Jim. You know, I think Hispanics may be registered a certain way, but they don't always vote that way. I think they're very independent-minded, and what
mm-hmm.
they're looking for is the economy, education, and health care. Those are the top three issues in that order. And so going forward, they're going to be looking at leaders that have solutions on that, not just rhetoric. You know, the president lost a lot of support in the Hispanic community because of these three issues. A lot of promises were made, and they weren't kept. And so we're going to be looking for solutions, not rhetoric, the next time.
Right. Well, I think one thing I've learned over the years is the Hispanic community is not monolithic.
Absolutely.
And not predictable.
No.
Yeah.
Look, there's 50 million Hispanics, all generations, first, second, and third.
Mm-hmm.
3 million Hispanic companies now generating $500 billion in revenues, and those numbers are going to double. And those businesses are not, a lot of them are not doing so well.
And when you make payroll, your politics change.
Absolutely. when you pay, you pay attention to these things.
That's right. TheLatinoCoalition.com. Hector Brando is the chairman there. Hey, Hector, thanks again for being here. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow on television.
I'm looking forward to it, Jim. Thanks again.
Hector Brando, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.